What if the very thing that nearly destroyed you became the doorway to a life beyond your wildest imagination? This paradox sits at the heart of recovery, a transformation so profound that those who've experienced it describe it as being reborn. Living clean isn't a manual written by distant experts. It's the collective voice of thousands who've walked through hell and found something unexpected on the other side. Not just survival, but a richness of life they never knew existed. Think of it like this. Addiction is a prison we build one brick at a time, and recovery is the painstaking, exhilarating work of dismantling that prison, only to discover we were the architect, the prisoner, and the key all along. Recovery begins in the rubble of a life we can no longer sustain. That first moment of willingness comes from suffering. We're backed into a corner with nowhere left to run. But here's what nobody tells you. That desperate first step opens into a landscape far more vast and colorful than anything addiction promised. It's like emerging from a cave you've lived in for years and seeing the sky for the first time. Overwhelming, disorienting, beautiful. The journey from desperation to passion isn't linear, and it certainly isn't easy, but it's available to anyone willing to take the first trembling step. The path forward isn't about thinking our way to freedom. It's about doing. We show up to meetings when we don't feel like it. We call someone when isolation whispers its seductive lies. We practice honesty when lying seems easier. These actions feel mechanical at first, but gradually something shifts. Honesty becomes our default setting. Compassion flows naturally. We only recognize these changes when old patterns suddenly feel uncomfortable, like wearing shoes that no longer fit. This journey bewilders with its non-linear nature. We expect steady progress, but get spirals and switchbacks. That desperate job choice, that relationship that ended badly, sometimes these become doorways to our greatest growth. The only way through difficult passages is through, rolling up our sleeves, leaning on those who've survived similar storms. A spiritual awakening is just the beginning. We still must get out of bed each morning and live this thing. We carry the message not just in formal service, but in how we show up in the world. During difficult times, we learn to feel our feelings and do the footwork anyway, discovering that emotions are temporary weather patterns rather than permanent climate. Who are you when you're not running? Addiction didn't just damage us, it replaced us. We became the disease itself, our identity consumed by the next fix. Getting clean means facing a terrifying void. If I'm not my addiction, then who am I? Past traumas and labels stick like tar. Addict, failure, damaged goods. We unconsciously sabotage ourselves when life feels too different, scrambling to switch off the light when someone finally turns it on. But here's the truth. We're not just changing, we're uncovering. Beneath the survival mechanisms, there's something essential addiction couldn't kill. Call it spirit or simply the part that chose recovery when continuing seemed easier. Nurturing this core means both feeding what makes us come alive and removing what keeps us hidden. The relationship we build with something greater, God, the universe, or the collective wisdom of those before us, becomes our foundation. This isn't religious conversion. It's recognizing we're part of something larger. When we align with this flow, life becomes less about forcing outcomes and more about moving with intention. Recovery happens through connection, the truth addiction tried to erase. Every meaningful relationship becomes both mirror and bridge, showing us who we are while linking us to something larger. We thrive in diversity, the corporate executive and homeless veteran, suburban parent and street hustler. Beneath surface differences, we find identical fears, hopes, and hunger for freedom. The 10th step becomes our daily maintenance tool. Regular meeting attendance creates accountability. Others spot patterns we miss. Through these varied reflections, we witness our transformation from multiple angles. Reaching out to newcomers shifts our focus outward, providing powerful medicine for our own struggles. When drowning in self-obsession, the best remedy is helping someone else stay afloat. Service isn't just a committee position. It's a posture of the heart applicable everywhere. The spirit of love we express becomes our most powerful asset, life energy flowing from one person to another, reviving those still suffering. Recovery emphasizes mental and spiritual healing while often neglecting the physical dimension. Our bodies bore addiction's brunt. We treated them as enemies through drugs, sleep deprivation, and dangerous behaviors. Learning to inhabit our bodies again is like learning to live in a house we've only used as a crash pad. When we get clean, our bodies begin healing, often triggering weight gain that brings shame or panic. This discomfort isn't vanity, it's grief for the familiar, even when the familiar was killing us. Sexuality becomes particularly complicated. Through the steps, we examine beliefs and past behaviors, working to heal from sexual shame, trauma, and confusion. Many of us used sex as currency rather than connection, and learning true intimacy feels more vulnerable than any physical act. Reclaiming our physical selves brings liberation. Exercise becomes spiritual practice, not about achieving a certain body type, but experiencing presence in movement. Self-care shifts from obligation to privilege, from I should to I get to. The same energy that fueled destruction can power creativity and ambition when properly channeled. The people in our lives become both the greatest challenge and deepest reward of recovery. Family relationships present the most complex terrain. These are the people who knew us before, during, and after. Our feelings oscillate between idealized memories and remembered pain. Whether they remain in our lives or not, these relationships require attention and healing. Making amends is essential to free ourselves from guilt and shame, but it's far more than a single conversation. It requires honest self-examination and tangible life changes before we ever speak to those we've harmed. Living our amends means making our behavioral changes reliable and consistent, regardless of whether others forgive us. Some amends take years. Some people will never forgive us, and our healing doesn't depend on their response. Parenting in recovery brings particular challenges. Recovery principles, careful listening, reducing self-obsession, admitting mistakes, apply directly to raising children. We learn to offer our kids presence, honesty, and the willingness to keep showing up even when we mess up. Romantic relationships require us to explore what we want, what we ask for, and what we actually get, often three very different things. By checking our motives and practicing honesty, courage, and faith, we open ourselves to genuine intimacy. We learn that love isn't just a feeling, but a practice, a choice we make repeatedly, even when emotions fluctuate. Years into recovery, we face a new challenge. We've built stable lives, but now what? Our literature says we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of society, while warning that social acceptability does not equal recovery. We want freedom and respect without pretending to be someone we're not. True stability comes from inner peace, connection with something greater, and authentic relationships, not possessions or status. We learn we're not powerless over everything, just our addiction and the past. Beyond that, we can make choices and shape our lives. Our perception shapes experience more than circumstances do. We can feel grounded during chaos or unsteady when everything seems fine. Often, we're limited not by external circumstances, but by self-imposed barriers and brutal self-criticism. Recovery offers different metrics: staying clean, helping others, maintaining spiritual connection. The tools of recovery serve us everywhere. Imagination helps us explore our hearts. Prayer and meditation teach us to recognize inner truth. Trusted friends help distinguish truth from compulsion. Eventually, we become the old-timers we once looked up to. This requires staying humble, open to learning from those who come after us. What began as desperate escape becomes an entrance to unimagined possibility. We live with dignity, integrity, and grace, knowing improvement always remains possible, that transformation is never finished. The chains that once bound us transformed into wings, and we're still learning to fly.